Lesson 5. Conferences. Part 1. Photo. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1.
A.
The attendees are registering at the desk.
B.
The organizers are selecting their seats.
C.
The banquet room is overcrowded.
D.
The participants are attending a session.
Part 2. Question response. Number 2.
How many will attend the conference?
A. On Thursday. B. At least 100 folks. C. We've made the arrangements.
Number 3.
Was the room overcrowded?
A. The crowds were excited. B. Yes, and it was very hot, too. C. No, it was room number 12.
Part 3. Short conversation. Numbers 4 through 6 relate to the following conversation.
Has the committee selected a site for our conference next year?
Not yet. It's difficult to find a site that can accommodate a group of our size. We don't want our sessions to be overcrowded.
That's true. And if our projections are correct, we can expect around 500 people to attend. But we need to have a site selected by the end of next month.
We have some possibilities in mind. We'll know soon if any of them will work out.
Part 4. Talk. Questions 7 through 9 relate to the following recording.
All conference facilities need to provide reasonable accommodation for people with disabilities. Disabled individuals need to be able to take part in every session that is being offered. In case a session is held in an off-site location, we are not responsible for providing accommodation. But for any event held at our facility, we need to make the necessary arrangements for disabled participants. Most areas of our facility are handicapped accessible, but in some situations, we need to make further accommodations. For example, conference planners are asked to get in touch with us ahead of time if any attendees will require special interpreters for the hearing impaired. To facilitate this, conference planners usually ask attendees to request interpreters at the time that they register for the conference.